Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM. You are listening to Today FM Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. And as promised, actress India Mullen has joined me now. How are you?
Hello, Alison. I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
Great. You have such an awesome name.
Oh, thank you. Thanks very much. I wish it was a more exciting story. I'm constantly asked this question and I need to make something up because I have nothing. My parents, yeah, I don't know where it came from, really.
They just liked it.
They just liked it, yeah. They've never been to India. I'd like to go myself, but yeah.
It's on the cards, it's on the cards. You're extremely busy. So there is a TV show that people will know, The Vanishing Triangle, of which you're the lead, and the final episode's on Virgin Media One this coming Monday. So I want to talk about that. But the one thing you said recently in an article that I was like, I identify with that. It feels like an accident that I'm an actress. I feel like it's a bit of an accident I ended up doing what I was doing as well. Because I left Canada and I was just traveling and I was going to work temporarily and then 23 years passed.
What did you think you were going to do?
I was going to go on to do a master's in like history and technology and all sorts of banana things and travel. And I actually thought I'd probably end up back in Canada, but none of that happened.
Wild. Oh, I love this stuff. How did it happen then? What?
It was like, just, now you're interviewing me.
Yeah, sorry. It fascinating was though. I love a curveball in life. Love it.
I know. I love radio and I didn't realize that I loved it until I started working in it. And so that's why I was like, wow. So why do you say that about yourself as an actress though?
Well, because I didn't do any youth theatre or anything like that, which I know a lot of people, that's their kind of the organic route into it. And I have loads of friends who were part of youth theatres growing up and that's where their friends were. And, you know, people I think learn a lot from it and have that sense of being part of a community or a company and they do shows there, they know how it works. But I didn't do any of that. I mean, school plays were about the extent of my acting when I was younger. So to this day, can't really trace back that moment that I decided to make it a life decision, really. I adored theatre and film and I loved watching. I think I saw the actors. So I was like, I want to make things. They were the bit that I saw and I was like, that's what I want to do. But when I was in school, I think it was more visual art that I was kind of attracted to. And I in my last year in school, just kind of took a wild leap of faith and I auditioned for a drama school and I don't think I even really told any of my friends. And then when I got in, I was like, yeah, so curveball. This is what I'm gonna do with my life, I guess, or see how it went. And so I was really, really fortunate that I got to do that and be so kind of flippant with such a huge decision. But it just felt, I think I didn't like being a student. I was a very bad student. And I think I didn't want to do something where I was going to be a student for 4 years. I wanted something practical and drama school just seemed like, I think I felt that I wouldn't settle on anything unless I got it out of my system.
Yes.
So I had this kind of feeling that it might be for me, but it kind of, in terms of growing up, it really came out of nowhere. I'm not sure.
Well, you know what's interesting, and I know that, like, you know, people will talk to you about normal people for the rest of your life because it did reach such a cultural height that I think maybe when it was being made, even though the book was amazing, people didn't expect it to get as popular, launching Paul Mescal's career, arguably. And what I want to say to you about that, which I always find fascinating, is when an actor or an actress, you didn't have, like, you had a good bit of screen time, but but when someone has not as much screen time, but they're hugely impactful, I always think that that's a real sign of an amazing, because you really stood out in it and people definitely are like, I know that character, and you really made it your own. And to do that in a short space of time, I think is a massive accomplishment.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice. Yeah. You know, it's funny that I'm asked about normal people constantly, which is just, I'm very, very happy to to be, of all things, to be associated with. It's such an extraordinary project to be part of. And even in a small way, I'm grateful for that job in every sense of that word. It's one of the most exciting, you know, I think it's my favorite project artistically that I've been involved with. And, well, that's a huge thing to say now, sorry. But, like, I think also because I have such respect for the creatives that made that, from book to direction, cinematography, actors, everything. And but it also brought me like my best friends in the whole world, and was the most special job to make, and the happiest, such a happy time in my life. So my association with it is nothing but joy. It's just, I just kind of can't believe that that came into my life. And I was like in a bit of a rut before it. I was like feeling a bit down, and then this came into my sphere and just kind of blew my world open. So I'm just have nothing but gratitude for that job.
It's so brilliant. So before we talk about the TV life, you're on stage, The Pull of the Stars, Emma Donoghue, incredible. Again, a book going to the stage, isn't it? Yeah. And it's running in the
Yeah.
Gate Theatre. I love the Gate Theatre. It's running until May. I love it.
So beautiful. It's so beautiful, isn't it? I'm constantly looking at the ceilings and like
Yes.
every aspect of it. It's so ornate and old and soaked in history. And it's been a joy to work in. The team there are amazing. And yet another book, which is so fun. I'm a big Emma Donoghue fan. I'm actually a big book fan, so it's very, very fun getting to merge those two
Yeah.
worlds. But this is again another one of those very magical jobs. It's the most talented group of women ever on stage, and then the most incredibly talented group behind the scenes who have created it, and we're indebted to Louise Lowe, the director, and our team, like stage management and the design team, have just done such an amazing job. But it's just the nicest group, and we're having it's a very heavy subject, so we're finding a lot of levity outside of the play itself. And I think sometimes when that happens on a job, it kind of brings you together even more
Totally.
as a group, because you kind of need to create joy and a bit of crack around it. So yeah, so
But
it's
India,
been
the
fun.
thing about theater as well is that, and I say this every time I speak to someone who's in a production or something, I go, oh God, every time I go to something, I want to go again. And then you leave time and you're like, why didn't I just go and make it a regular thing? And I have a friend that's amazing. He's like, gets us into the gate all the time. But for you as an actress, it's a totally different thing, isn't it? Stage acting. Like it's immediate, it's live, it's happening then, it's intimate. Like it's just completely different, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And it's very magic for that reason, that you can't predict what's going to happen. You can't control what happens once you step out. You kind of, in the wings, there's that kind of buzz and that kind of sparkly feeling. And then you step out and it's whatever's going to happen for the next 2 hours
Yeah.
is. Whereas with screen, you can, in a way, control some of the elements, even though I find actors have actually very little control, because, what ends up on the day is very different sometimes to what you did. And theater is really fun because it's you and the audience, and you get to play with each other, the other actors, and the kind of vibe from the audience. So yeah, it's really fun. And then with the repetition of it is another very different aspect. You only ever, you might do a few takes, but that day is finished when it's a screen job, and that scene is finished in that day. Whereas with theater, it's a real muscle. I find that a big kind of mental challenge to kind of do the same thing every day, sometimes for a very extended length of time, and still find color in it. And you do, it's kind of an amazing lesson for life. You find so much variation and color within the kind of minutiae of it. So
Not to bring it back to radio, but their theater and radio operate very similarly in that respect, that it is repetitive, but you find so much joy in it. So the Vanishing Triangle, 9 p.m. Virgin Media One, it's intense. Tell people just because
Very
people can
much
watch
so.
it back on player if they missed any of it, the final episode, but tell us about it.
So it is a six-part thriller on Virgin Media, and it follows Lisa Wallace and Detective David Berkeley. Lisa Wallace is an investigative journalist, and the two of them kind of find each other through a shared a sense of, they both have an incredibly strong sense of justice, which drives them both very, very strongly. And it's a very kind of, I think the world that they're operating within is just full of injustices and prejudices. And these two people, I think, both feel very much outside of their own community, or the units or the workplace that they operate within. So they come together over a series of cases of missing women, and really commit to wanting to uncover them.
I think it's brilliant. It's amazing. But before I let you go, India, as well, I think, and I'm sure people have asked you this question as well, and it's come up with loads of people, but there's such an explosion. Like, I mean, the Irish talent on screen, on the has always been there, but at the
Yeah.
moment, it is the spotlight, the big Hollywood spotlight is on this island, and there is so much talent to come from it. Do you think it's just like a, I actually had Brendan Gleeson on earlier in the year, and I asked him this question as well.
Thank you.
It's
That's
like,
so
is it
wonderful.
just like, is it just how come it's happening now, I wonder? Is it just everything is lined up?
That's a really good question. I was thinking about this only like this week. I just kind of gobsmacked with pride every time I turn on a film or a series at the moment or see a play. It's kind of incredible the level of talent out of this country. And I think it's always been here. For some reason lately, it's, as you say, spotlight is the word. It just seems to be in the international spotlight. And I'm not sure really why now, because it's been even coming back to Dublin, like I've lived away for 7 years, and a lot of the actors that I'm working with now, I've respected so much for years, and particularly like their stage work and everything. But it's just every corner of Ireland go to, it seems to be just drenched in talent, for whether that's actors, cinematographers, directors, designers, everyone. And it's, I honestly, I can't say what it is, but it's just so exciting. I think
Isn't it?
there's a authenticity to Irish people and a sense of kind of levity, even when, I think there's just something about the balance of kind of light and shade with
I honestly think people,
Irishness.
yeah, and I think people were just like during the whole award ceremony, I think especially in the States, people are like, I don't know what to make of Cillian Murphy, Cillian Murphy with his literally
Yeah.
like, cheers, lads. Thanks. Like his like recoil from the spotlight. But everyone's like, what's happening? And like they're like, are all Irish people this like, humble and this kind of, they're
And
it's
as
just
we know, they're
remarkable.
not.
But
So
just incredible. So there's like
true.
Saoirse Ronan, there's Paul, as we've mentioned, there's
Oh,
Nicola
yeah, I
Coughlan.
know.
Like
They're
it's
all
just she's the biggest thing on the
extraordinary.
planet, isn't it? It's amazing.
It's,
Yourself.
yeah. Oh, well, thank you. Do you know what? Like, when I look at, the Irish artists at the moment, I just feel really, really proud of them, because they're so amazing at what they do, but I feel like they just conduct themselves so beautifully. And I think
That's
that's
it.
kind of the thing. It's like we have a real no nonsense culture here, which I think sometimes we can be hard on each other in terms of, it's like, give people a break. It's like we're looking to, like, keep people from getting too big for their boots. But at the same time, there's a real sense of humility. And I think that the thing is, like, across every department, there's a value on the work rather than fame. And we live in a culture right now that is so lost and obsessed with Instagram culture and external validation. And I don't want to toot our horn too much, but I think that Irish people really do have a sense of it being about the work and just loving making stories rather than being patted on the back for it. So maybe it's
Nail
that.
on the
No.
head. Nail on the head. I
Oh.
couldn't agree more.
I say
India
we
Mullen. India, thank you so much for your time this morning on Weekend Breakfast. Yeah, thank
Thank you
you.
so much for chatting to me, Alison. Thank you.
Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast
With Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today.